last day of preparation for the Saints as they get ready to take on the Bucks and try to get that sixth win. Welcome to the Afternoon Wrap, sponsored by Acme Oyster House. I'm Cindy Robinson for NewOrleansSaints.com, and I'm joined by John DeShazier. Now, the Saints have a tough matchup against tight ends Cameron Brate and O.J. Howard, and we got Coach Payton's thoughts on the tight end duo.
My first thought is one of them was here on the practice squad, and I just finished saying, I hate that he got out of the building. But I think, look, they've got experience. They've got guys that are detailed in their routes. They've got guys that are accomplished in blocking, a young draft pick. I think it's one of the strengths of their offense, and I think that Dirk and those guys have done a great job. When you start looking at the completions in the red area on third down, it's important to what they do.
It looks like it's going to be another weekend without Larry Warford, and you caught up with his replacement, Senio Calamente.
Yeah, Larry didn't play last week. He didn't practice on Wednesday or Thursday, so we're anticipating that Senio will be back out there. We know he's filled in at multiple positions along the offensive line, but he's settling in at right guard right now, and certainly that's going to be a challenge against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
It's just, being mentally strong and prepared. Every week I'm, specifically preparing interior, center, guard, but, every now and then I'll sprinkle in some tackle just in case, something goes wrong or something, happens to one of our tackles. Just being mentally strong and being able to execute out there.
This week, again, it looks like it's going to be right guard, and you guys are facing an interior defensively for Tampa that's pretty formidable, especially a guy like Gerald McCoy.
Oh, yeah. Tampa Bay, they always play us hard, we talked about, we're number one in the division right now, so we're going to get everyone's best shot, so we're just going to have to be prepared, make sure we take care of Gerald McCoy, and, the rest will speak for itself.
We also caught up with Tyler Davidson in the locker room, who expressed how important it was to stop the run on Tampa Bay.
Yeah, a little bit, but at the same time, the two games that they won, they had over 100 yards rushing, and the games that they lost, they had less than 100 yards rushing. So that's still a big emphasis. I think that's going to be a big emphasis every week, because if you allow a team to run the ball on you, then, it's going to be a rough day for the defense. So it is a little bit more of a different mindset, knowing that they do like to pass. They get real pass happy, and they throw the ball a lot, but at the end of the day, we still got to stop the run.
Be sure to check out the injury report on NewOrleansSaints.com, and you can catch us on the Saints postgame show. From Ochsner Sports Performance Center, I'm Cindy Robinson, joined by John DeShazier. Have a good weekend.